Akadua to verbiu bia shefu du du naravanateru Akadua to verbiu bia shefu du du nuravanateru Akadua tu 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 verbiu bia shefu du du neravanateru Akadua tu verbiu bia shefu du du neravanateru Akadua tu verbiu bia shefu du du neravanateru Akadua tu verbiu bia shefu du du nevanateru. Let the vibration of the chant take you deep into the body, deep into the stillness. Let yourself move inwards and downwards, letting the echoes of the chant accompany you. Akadua du verbiu bia shefu du du neravanateru. Feeling that sense of connection to the unknown God, to the source of life, to the source of mystery. Sinking inwards and downwards. Until once again you find your feet and find yourself standing amidst the ram-headed avenue of sphinxes that leads to the temple of Amun, to the temple that holds the mystery of the true human form. And feel yourselves walking upon the path. Feeling the sphinxes on either side of you. Feeling the curiosity or the longing to touch the source of life. See the great temple of Amun in the distance, getting closer as step by step we draw near to it. Seeing the great outer gateway, like a great mountain. And on either side of it, the flagpoles with the banners of the Nitaru. Blown by the vivifying breath that brings all into being. And at length we draw to the great outer gateway. And entering it, find ourselves in the open courtyard with the table of offering and the many chapels of the gods and the goddesses. Make offering at the table of offering. Explore the chapels of the gods and the goddesses. The assembly of the Nitaru, the assembly of the gods and goddesses, the great energies that move the world. And as you enter the chapels, contemplate the forms that arise. Greet the gods and the goddesses. See them and be seen by them. And then move inwards, walking to the end of the great courtyard, finding the inner door that leads into the covered enclosure of the field of reeds, the hall of columns, lit by shafts of light from above. See all the stories on the walls. See the teachings of the inner temple that teach us how to work with the mystery, how to work with the living images. And within the hall we find the figure of Thoth, the ibis-headed god, who is the god of priests and priestesses and their teacher. commune with Thoth, contemplate the place of images, contemplate the field of reeds. Present the gift that Thoth gave you to him once again, so that he may show you or teach you more about its use. And feel then the intention to move inwards into the Holy of Holies. So coming to a small door at the end of the Hall of Columns, the end of the Field of Reeds. We move through it and find ourselves upon a bridge across the deep waters that takes us to the small square shape of the Holy of Holies, the House of Amun. And stepping into this, we find ourselves in the antechamber, where is the great bark or ship of Amun, his vessel. And on the walls we see the images of Amun as a man wearing a crown with two great feathers. We see his wife Montu wearing the vulture headdress and images of Khonsu, the child in the lotus. We encounter the outer images of Amun and Montu and Khonsu. We contemplate the ship in which they ride. And stepping further again, we find ourselves in a much smaller room, a square shrine. And opening the doors of this shrine, we find ourselves stepping into an even smaller space, which contains a shrine with two doors. And as we open these doors, we find ourselves stepping yet again into an even smaller shrine, becoming more focused, becoming smaller, becoming more essentialized, entering the bones of the work. Stepping again, we enter a smaller shrine, coming at length to the single point. Single point of stillness, the single point of possibility. The point that is the center point of all the worlds. We are this. And sitting in the center shrine, sitting in the single point, we rest in the stillness. And we hear the chanting of the priests from within the temple, calling to us. Let us salute our moon, the sun of heaven. Your rising is beautiful in the horizon of heaven. O you sun who had your existence in primeval times, when you rise in the eastern horizon, you fill each land with your beauty. You are beautiful to see and are great and like crystal. You are high above the earth. Your beams of light embrace the lands, every land which you have made. You are remote, but your beams are upon the earth. When you set in the western horizon, the earth is in darkness and like a being that is dead. They lay down and sleep in their habitations. Their heads are covered and their nostrils are stopped, and no man can see his neighbor. Every lion comes forth from his den, and serpents of every kind bite. The night becomes blacker and blacker, and the earth is silent, because he who has made them is sunk to rest in his horizon. When you rise in the horizon, the earth brightens, and when your beams shine, it is day. Darkness takes flight as soon as your light bursts out. Human beings wake up and stand upon your feet because you have raised them up. They lift up their hands with hymns of praise because you have risen. All over the earth they perform their work. All beasts rest in their pastures, and the trees and the green herbs put forth leaves and flowers. The birds fly out of their nests, and their wings praise your soul. The fish in the stream leap up towards your face, and your beams shine through the waters of the great sea. You make male seed to enter into women, and you cause the liquid seed to become a human being. You make the child to live in the belly of the mother, and are a nurse to the child in the womb. You give breath to vivify every part of the body. When the child goes forth from the belly on the day when they are born, you open their mouths that they may speak. You have created the heavens and the earth, which are so far extending, that you may rise and look upon all which you did create when you existed alone. And you rise in your creations as the living sun, and you rise and sink, depart and return. You did create the forms of created things in yourself when you existed alone. From all creation every eye looks upon you, for you are the sun of the day. You journey through that which exists in your eye. You are in my heart, and none knows you except your servants, whom you make wise by your counsels and strength. The earth is in your hand, and when you rise, men live, and when you set, they die. Unleash the light and the power of your eye through your servants' hands. And in response to the chant, you find yourself moving outwards, moving from shrine to shrine, shining illuminating, enlarging, emerging. Manifesting in the form of the living Amun, the goddess Montu, and the child Khonsu, and stepping into the great ship and flowing outwards across the waters. Through the field of reeds, your light shining up, shining into the field of reeds, illuminating the images of the walls, making them bright and alive. You flow into the outer courtyard, and the Neteru, the gods, praise your name. The chapels awaken, the lights of the living forms are shining upon the earth because you pass by. And you flow out of this place, along the out of the temple, into the living land, along the avenue of ram-headed sphinxes. And you sail into this room, into this time, into this space, just now, emerging, rising up to the surface, manifesting in your particular form that appears just here, just now. And you let your light shine. Letting your light shine into this room, opening your senses, appearing as yourself, appearing as the true human being that creates and destroys, that holds the balance of the worlds, that brings the quality of Ma'at, the balance that creates life. Let your light shine.